Okay, so picture this, a sprawling haven just outside San Antonio, Texas,
Okay.
where animals who have been through just unthinkable things,
Right.
abandonment,
Yeah.
neglect, even abuse,
Wow.
can finally find peace.
Yeah.
We're taking a deep dive today into the heart of rescue.
Okay.
It's a sanctuary that's doing things a little bit differently.
And you're right, it's not your typical shelter.
Yeah.
What we're going to be exploring is a blog post all about this sanctuary.
Okay.
And one of the things that really struck me was their commitment to not just finding homes for these animals,
Yeah.
but providing lifelong care for animals who might never be adopted
Oh, wow.
through their FOSPIS program.
FOSPIS care.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a term
Yeah.
you hear every day
Not every day,
that
no.
makes you think, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have hospice care for humans to provide comfort and dignity in their final stages of life.
Yeah.
Are they applying that same philosophy to animals?
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's really a profound shift. When you think about it, traditional shelters are often focused on
Right.
finding homes as quickly as possible, which is great.
Yeah, of course.
But it can overlook the needs of animals who might be less
Yeah.
adoptable due to age or illness,
Right.
or maybe behavioral challenges.
Yeah.
Heart of Rescue is saying no animal deserves to live out their days in fear
Wow.
or discomfort.
Oh.
They're providing a haven,
Yeah.
a true sanctuary.
That just pulls at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
It's like they're acknowledging that every animal, regardless of their circumstances,
Yeah.
deserves love and care.
Right.
And it's not just cats and dogs we're talking about here.
Right.
The blog post mentioned goats, cows, hens, even a bunny.
A bunny. Wow. So that really highlights, I think, their breadth of compassion.
Yeah.
They're not limiting themselves to just the cute and cuddly animals. It's about offering refuge to any creature in need.
Right.
And this kind of inclusivity, it's pretty rare, even among animal sanctuaries.
Now, the blog post features some resident stories that are just incredible. Like Bella the Golden Retriever, found all alone. You can only imagine the trauma that she endured. Her trust in humans was completely shattered.
Bella's story is so poignant because it really highlights the invisible scars that many rescued animals carry.
Right.
Trauma in animals is often overlooked,
Yeah.
but it can manifest in, fear, anxiety, aggression.
You know, it's heartbreaking to think about what some of these animals have gone through, and makes you wonder about the long-term psychological impact of those experiences.
It's a crucial consideration. Just like humans, animals can suffer from PTSD
Wow.
and other psychological conditions that stem from abuse and neglect.
Okay.
And Heart of Rescue recognizes this.
Yeah.
They don't just provide food and shelter, but they invest in the emotional well-being of each animal through specialized care and rehabilitation programs.
That's incredible. It sounds like they're going above and beyond to address the unique needs of each animal, not just slapping a Band-Aid on the physical wounds.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach,
Okay.
recognizing that true healing encompasses both the physical and emotional. And that's what sets the sanctuary apart, I think. And this focus on emotional well-being really shines through in some of the other residents' stories. Like, remember Max, the tabby cat from the blog,
Oh, yeah, Max's story.
found injured and terrified in an
Yeah,
alley?
that really stuck with me. To go from hiding in the shadows, terrified of any human contact, to becoming this gentle companion. That transformation is remarkable.
It really speaks volumes about the patience and the dedication of
Yeah.
the sanctuary staff. Rehabilitating an animal like Max
Right.
takes time, consistency, and a deep understanding of feline behavior.
Right.
It's not about forcing affection,
Yeah.
but about creating a safe space where that trust can slowly rebuild.
It makes you realize that these animals, despite their past trauma, they still have so much love to give. They just need the right environment and the right people to help them blossom. Yeah.
And that's where Heart of Rescue's commitment to finding the perfect forever homes
Yeah.
comes into play.
Right.
They don't just place animals anywhere.
Right.
They carefully match personalities and lifestyles to ensure a successful and lasting bond.
Speaking of finding homes, the blog mentioned Lucy,
Oh, yeah.
a
Lisa.
beagle mix who was left behind when her family moved.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a heartbreaking story.
Heartbreaking and heartwarming. You know, can you imagine the confusion and sadness that she must have felt?
Abandonment is one of the most devastating experiences for a dog. You know, their entire world revolves around their human pack. And to be suddenly left behind can be deeply traumatizing.
Right.
But Lucy's story is a testament to the resilience of animals.
Uh-huh.
Instead of succumbing to despair, she channeled her energy into playfulness.
Okay.
And she won over the hearts of everyone at the sanctuary.
That's the thing about dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have this incredible capacity for forgiveness.
Right.
And love, even after experiencing such hardship.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And Lucy's story is a happy one.
Yeah.
You know, the blog mentioned she eventually found a loving forever home where she's thriving.
That's great.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Providing this level of individualized care.
Right.
From specialized rehabilitation to this meticulous matchmaking for adoptions.
Yeah.
Requires significant resources.
Absolutely.
And that's where the financial reality of running a sanctuary comes in. The blog post was very transparent about the constant need for donations, food vet care, shelter upkeep.
Right.
It all adds up,
yeah.
Especially with the increasing number of animals they're taking in.
Transparency is so crucial in building trust with potential supporters.
Right.
You know, by openly discussing their financial challenges. Heart of Rescue is essentially saying, we need your help to continue this vital work.
It also allows people to understand the true cost of compassion.
Right.
We often think of animal rescue as simply finding homes for stray animals.
Yeah.
But the reality is far more complex and resource intensive.
It is. Yeah. It's not just about providing food and shelter. Mm-hmm. It's about investing in medical care, behavioral therapy, enrichment activities, and creating a nurturing environment where these animals can heal and thrive.
And that's where the community aspect comes in, right?
Yeah.
The blog emphasized that Heart of Rescue relies heavily on volunteers to support their mission. And they seem to have a wide range of opportunities from hands-on animal care to behind-the-scenes administrative support.
It's a beautiful example of collective compassion in action.
Yeah.
People from all walks of life coming together, contributing their time and skills to make a difference in the lives of these animals.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the physical labor. It's about creating a supportive network for both the animals and the staff.
You know what strikes me is they're not just asking for money.
Right.
They're offering people a chance to be actively involved in the rescue process.
Yeah.
That's incredibly empowering.
It is.
It makes you feel like you're truly part of something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It fosters a sense of ownership and responsibility, reminding us that animal welfare isn't just the job of shelters and sanctuaries.
Mm.
It's a collective effort that requires the participation of the entire community.
And even if you can't volunteer your time,
there
are other ways to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
The blog mentioned an Amazon wish list.
Oh, right.
Which seems like a really practical way to make a direct impact.
It's a fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
They list specific items they need.
Right.
From food and bedding to cleaning supplies and toys.
Right.
It's a tangible way for people to see their donations directly benefiting the animals.
It eliminates that feeling of, is my small donation really going to make a difference?
Right.
You know exactly where your contribution is going and how it's being used.
Right.
It's a very transparent and impactful way to give. It's amazing how Heart of Rescue has managed to create this incredible support system for the animals and the people who care for them.
Yeah.
It really embodies that sense of community the blog kept highlighting.
Yeah, it does.
What does that word community
mean
to you when it comes to animal welfare?
Oh, that's such a good question.
It's something to think about, right? It makes you realize that community isn't just about geographical location.
Right.
It's about shared values.
Yeah.
A common purpose, a collective desire to make a difference.
Exactly.
And when it comes to animal welfare, that community can extend far beyond the walls of a sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play.
Right.
Whether it's donating to a local shelter, fostering an animal, speaking out against animal cruelty, or simply making conscious choices as consumers.
Absolutely.
For me, community also means education.
Okay.
Spreading awareness about the plight of animals in need.
Yeah.
And inspiring others to take action.
Education is key.
Yeah.
It's about changing hearts and minds.
Right.
Dismantling misconceptions and fostering a deeper understanding of our interconnectedness with all living beings.
It's about realizing that even small acts of kindness can have this ripple effect.
Right.
Maybe you can't adopt a dog right now, but you can share a post about adoptable animals at your local shelter.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And when we combine our individual efforts, we create a powerful force for change.
This deep dive into Heart of Rescue has been incredibly eye-opening.
Yeah, it has.
It's given us a glimpse into the challenges and rewards of animal rescue, the incredible resilience of animals, and the power of community to make a real difference.
It really is a reminder that compassion knows no bounds.
Yeah.
And even in the face of heartbreaking realities, there's always hope.
Yeah.
There are people out there, like the folks at Heart of Rescue, who are working tirelessly to create a more compassionate world for animals.
And as we've seen, they can't do it alone.
They can't.
They need our support,
yeah,
our involvement, our voices.
Absolutely.
Every act of kindness, no matter how small, contributes to making the world a better place for animals like Bella, Max, and Lucy.
So let their stories inspire you.
Yeah.
Let's all find our own ways to be a part of that compassionate community, to extend a helping hand, to be a voice for the voiceless. Because together we can make a difference.